How many of you can see the word that I speak to you producing results this year? A precious young lady sent me a text yesterday and said, "You said to us that the word will change our lives." He said, "December last year, I came to Full Life with two skirts, two blouses, no job." He said, "Right now, 1 year later, the word has worked in my life. I have a job. My wardrobe has been changed." He said, "I want you to know that what you said came to pass. And this year, I am saying to you that you will see God, who is more than enough. Where you were limited before, there shall be no limitations this year." Now it's important that you receive the word of God, believe the word of God, and most importantly, work the word of God. What did I say? Receive the word of God, believe the word of God, and most importantly, work the word of God. You receive it, you believe it instantly. Now, the remainder of the year is for you to tirelessly work the word of God. And the Lord has spoken to me very, very clearly that this year is a year of abundance by word increase. By what? Word increase. So I'm going to teach you so much this year, more than ever before. And I want you to cooperate with the anointing of God. I want you to do what? Cooperate with the anointing of God. I'm going to be calling you out by the Spirit and teaching you word, because you must put that word to work. Amen? You must what? Put that word to work. Beginning with the 21-day prayer and fasting. Prepare in your mind, "I will not miss any day." You understand what I'm saying? Advanced in results. Glorious, beautiful results that people will suspect you. Amen. I see so much grace for growth this year. Spiritual growth, financial growth, destiny growth, career growth. But what is the key? You must receive the word. Open to the back of your Bible somewhere where you will see it every time. Open. Now, don't pity your Bible. Do your Bible the way I do my own. This is a secret. Some of you have nice, neat, clean, beautiful Bible. You know why it is that clean? It is furniture. It's only furniture that you keep that clean. Right? But have you seen any jotter that you use for working? How clean is a jotter? It's not clean, because that's what you work with. In the same way, when you work with your Bible, it will show. Why are you looking at me funny? I thought you want to succeed this year, right? Well, we have started now. So don't pity your, if you check this, my Bible, I've written so many things everywhere. I've written so, you ask me, what is this? This is the design God gave me for the 100,000 seat auditorium. Every day I'm calling it into existence. Now somebody will be surprised that we'll build it under 1 year. Why will you be surprised? Do you know how many years I've been pregnant with it? If you work it, it will work. I'm telling you. Praise God. I am glad to announce to you that we don't receive money from anywhere abroad. We don't need it. We don't need it. Our money comes from above. The money we have spent in Mount Carmel and Passover that just finished is more than the budget of some ministries for 2 years. Somewhere, open it somewhere and just write, "I will hyphen receive the word." Or don't write "I will," just write "I hyphen." You know, "I will" means future, but "I" means now. So "I hyphen receive the word." Do you know what is hyphen? Hyphen is dash. dash in the middle. I hyphen, receive the word. Two, another hyphen under, believe the word. Another one under, work the word. Now, you will be saying that every day over your life this year. And you will see that your life will be so organized that every time you are to be in God's house, nothing will be a barrier against you. Your way will be so organized that you will always have what you need to be in the house of God. I receive the word. I believe the word. I walk the word. And the word works for me. That's the conclusion under there. And the word does what? Works for me. When you be spending time in prayer this year, be open to the Spirit. He will give you prophetic words like this. Now, this is a prophetic word God gave me for ministry this year, for ministering to you this year. My people receive the word. They believe the word. They walk the word. And the word works for them. That's what I'm speaking over your life throughout this year. Before I come out here to speak to you, I've already programmed that whether you like it or not, you will prosper. I've already done that. Amen. Say it loud with me. I receive the word. I believe the word. I walk the word. All right, say it one more time over yourself. Yes. Yes. And then what will happen? The word will walk for me. The word walks for me. Before you can borrow money this year, the word will produce money for you. I can't remember when last we borrowed. I can't remember. Whether as a church or as individuals, I can't remember. We don't borrow. We wait for the money to come. We call it till it comes. So if I need it by next week, I must start now and accelerate word walking. I start now. I don't wait till next week. Praise God. Jesus is Lord. Father, bless your word today and let your word do your people good. We receive the anointing upon the word. We receive change by the word. We receive transformation by the word. We receive healings by the word. We receive deliverances by the word. We receive breakthroughs by the word. We receive change by the word. In the mighty name of Jesus. And let a believer say the loudest, amen. Please help me turn to somebody by your left, by your right, and just tell him, Happy New Year. God bless you. Did the person receive your greeting? Glory to God. Exodus chapter 12. We're reading first verse 13. And then we will read verse 23. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and what? Verse 23. Exodus 12, verse 13. And the blood shall be to you a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance for how long? Forever. Verse 23. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. God bless his word in Jesus' name. Somebody say, there is blood on my door. Say it again, let God hear you. Say it again, let the devil hear you. Say it one more time, there is blood on my door. Amen. Putting the blood on the door was a revelation from God. It was not man trying to look for what to do, carry out some spiritual action. It was a direct revelation from God. Place the blood on your door, on your lintels. Place the blood right at the door, because the door is your entrance. The door is your entrance. Secure the gateway into your destiny. Secure the gateway into your next level. It was a commanded instruction. It wasn't them just felt like putting blood there. Why will God command them to put blood on their door? If there was no significance to it. God is a spirit. Blood is physical. Why would a spirit be interested in blood? Because blood came from the spirit. God created the blood. Blood is a byproduct of his spiritual revelation. And only God understands the spiritual significance of the blood. He said, place it on your door. Then he told them that this blood will stop spirits from invading your destiny. Mark your territory. Friends, today is the gate of this year. And I declare there is blood over your life. Amen. There is blood over your destiny. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Tell three people, there is blood on my door. There is blood on my door. Do you believe it? God gave them this word, and it became a prophetic action. It produced supernatural results. Friends, blood is a physical substance that commands spiritual implications and reactions. A physical substance. When the blood is shed, and when the blood was shed in Exodus here, several things took place. Number one, it established a spiritual connection. The applying of the blood on the door established a spiritual connection. From that day, the spirit that they applied the blood for was legally connected to them. You do it to the devil, you are legally connected to the devil. You do it to God, you are legally connected to God. This was the Old Testament, the era of physical things. So it was physical blood that they used. It established a spiritual connection. Number two, it established a visible point of contact. Visible. Physical eyes saw it. Spiritual eyes saw it. He said, when I see the blood, though I am a spirit, when I see the blood, Not when I see the door. The blood is on the door, but it is not the door I see. I see the blood. This year, accident will see the blood and leave you alone. Your amen is not alive in this house here, somebody. Lift your hand and shout, I carry the blood, I carry the blood, I carry the blood. Revelation is the key to exemption. Revelation. You don't escape by luck. You are exempted by revelation. What you know determines how free your life becomes. When I see the blood, the blood established a spiritual connection. The blood provided a visible contact, visible point of, oh my God, to show you that they understood what this meant. When the spies came out of Rahab's house, they said, Rahab, when God looks at this house, he will not see a harlot. All he will see is the blood. Can I let somebody here know, the crime of your parents cannot spoil this year for you. Whoever is still pouring libation in your family, it will not limit your success this year. Wherever they have carried your money to, when they look, it is not your money they will see, it is the blood they will see. Somebody shout, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. When they look at your children, they will see the blood. When they look at your shop, they will see the blood. When they look at your destiny, they will see the blood. Lift your hands and receive this revelation. I receive it that this year, the blood will show up for me. I receive the word. Somebody shout hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, the blood is on my door. The blood is on my house. The blood is on my life. The blood is on my destiny. Shout yes. Spirits can see the blood. Do you know why they see somebody to kill? They didn't see the blood. When they see the blood, they cannot see you. The blood is the covering that hides you from their demonic computer. Not everybody is monitorable. Not everybody. Come out of that ignorant mentality. What makes you think they are monitoring you? The bird keeps flying around. It is flying around because it's looking for you, but it cannot see you. So it's confused. Lift your hand and shout, the blood! It establishes a visible point of contact. Number three, the blood was a legal spiritual invocation. A legal spiritual invocation. The applying of the blood by the word of God automatically brought down the presence of God. It's an invocation. It's an invocation. To invoke means to summon. To what? Summon. To make demands for appearance and involvement. It was an invocation. Next, the applying of the blood established a spiritual dedication. Dedicated. A spiritual dedication. Set apart. The owner is known. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, if it belongs to me, put the blood, let me see it, and recognize it is mine. Then I will tell the devourer, you don't try there. I will then tell the destroyer, that's my territory, stay off. He said, apply the blood there. Every other house in Jericho will fall, but this one that has been dedicated to him, he will defend it. And every other house fell. Now, Rahab's house was on the wall. How can the wall fall and her house didn't fall? Her house was not inside Jericho. It was on the very wall of Jericho itself. The wall was thick enough to accommodate a house inside it. That means they built the wall so thick that the surface was enough to draw and build a building. It was through the back window that she dropped the scarlet rope and they escaped. That massive wall broke down and fell. Yet a house on the wall. I don't care what will happen around you this year. By the blood, you shall be preserved in the name of Jesus. Let everything spoil, scatter, shake up, break up. No challenge. When I see the blood, I will say, not this house. I will say, not this business. There are people looking at me here. If they like, let them sack everybody. They cannot touch you. It's the blood. Knowledge. Doing it without knowledge destroys and limits the potential. Knowledge. You shall know the truth. Amen, somebody. The blood was a dedication. And the blood was an authorized ground for operation. An authorized ground for operation. Place the blood there. Give me the ground to function. Give me the legal ground to be the commander over your security. Today's communion, as you partake of it, this year shall be covered in the name of Jesus. Give me a legal ground to take over your security. Let me show you I am the mighty man in battle. Why should God fight over what does not belong to him? Why? But God, you know I belong to you. He said, no. These people were given birth to by Abraham, but that was not enough. They had to personally do something to show that they are legally dedicated to me. Then I became personally committed to them. Abraham is no more here. Maybe you have changed your mind. If you have not, put the blood on the door, let me see. At that time, you were not preserved just because you are a seed of Abraham. You were preserved by your obedience to the current revelation. By the time of Abraham, there was no revelation on the blood. I have given you a new revelation now. So tomorrow's revelation is what guarantees tomorrow's preservation. You can't afford to lag behind the world. Hey, but I'm born again. 10 years now. What makes you think that that's the revelation for now? He said, work out your salvation. Work it out. Carry down your salvation and do some work with it. But I'm a member of Full Life. 3 years ago, are you aware of the current revelation now that is keeping the ministry? I was in the Passover service, January 1. Do you know what God is doing in this month of April? So people begin to complain of what they did some time ago, rather than knowing that there is something now that God is doing. Seed of Abraham, sure. But God said, for what is happening now, put the blood on that door. If not, I will do something that you will not believe. Some Israelite children died because their father had no wisdom. Their father took covenant for granted. He said, tell every house, your neighbor might have blood on his door, it does not cover you, or else forfeit your own house, go hide under your neighbor. The spies gave Rahab exactly the same revelation, meaning that 40 years later they still understood the weight of that revelation. Bring everyone you love under this house. If anybody is outside this house, we are free of their blood. God was not physically there, but spirits honor the blood. Can you see yourself escaping accident this year? Can you see yourself enjoying good health this year? Somebody shout the blood 3 times. As you partake of this communion, I mark your life with the blood of Jesus. I mark your house with the blood of Jesus. I mark your destiny with the blood of Jesus. I cannot suffer loss this year. The blood is on my door. Armed robbers cannot visit you this year. The blood is on your door. Your company will not be forgotten this year. The blood is on your door. Your husband will honor you this year. The blood is on your door. Stop living in mere religion. Jesus said, don't say we are Abraham's children, for God can raise children out of these stones for Abraham. A greater than Abraham is here now. Yeah, you won't turn to me to teach you what you need now to survive. If you were Abraham's children, you will do the works of Abraham. Abraham followed Melchizedek to walk in the revelation of his time. That is why he paid tithe. That was the current revelation. He said, you are not children of Abraham. Now, how can Jesus talk like this? Because in the spirit realm, God does not recognize who you used to be. God recognizes who you are now, not who you used to be. I used to be in the choir, meaning what? That time I used to be very strong in prayer, meaning? May you not marry a past tense. Find out what he is now, so that your children are not endangered prematurely. Help me tell your neighbor, current revelation, current revelation, current revelation. Walk with current revelation. Find out what God is saying. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth, not that will proceed, but that proceedeth, that is proceeding now. That is what sustains our life. Say it, I will receive the word. I will believe the word. I will walk the word. And the word will walk for me. Can I hear loudness? Amen. The blood gave an authorized legal ground for operation. Friends, there are significant spiritual implications. of doors. When God said, place it on your door, there was a reason. In the Bible, doors or gates are very, very significant. Doors are the highways into new levels. Doors. Doors are the entrance points into destinies and territories. A human being can be a door through which a spirit entered a family, yes or no? A certain practice can be a door through which calamity entered a life, yes or no? Doors are access points, entrances. If you don't want the wrong thing to enter your life, it says preserve the entrance. It says secure the entrance so that calamity does not follow you in. Calamity is on the streets. Mark the door so that when you enter and close the door, you are preserved inside. Blindly, you enter 2010 and you didn't turn around to secure the door. And you are surprised that the wrong thing followed you. Why are you surprised? My people are destroyed, not because they didn't pray. For lack of what? Knowledge. Today, as you receive the blood, no calamity this year in the name of Jesus. Does anybody here believe what I am teaching? This is no ordinary. We went there to take communion. They gave us bread, they gave us wine, we left. Wake up! This is the gateway, the door into this year. Lift your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I mark my door by the blood. Say it again, somebody. Shout, there is blood on my door. Please hear me. Jesus was the door into the new move of God. Just as Adam was the door into the first man. Whenever God came into the Garden of Eden, the territorial headquarters of planet Earth at that time, the first thing God will do is call the person who is the doorkeeper. Adam! Adam! Either for good or for bad. And Satan monitored this thing carefully. He said, do I go to Adam or Eve? Let me go to Eve. What will be the spiritual law I will use as I go to Eve? All right. I heard him say that the two have become one flesh. So I declare that as I go to her, she is as good as Adam himself. And he went to her and said, did God say you shouldn't eat any tree? Standing on the premise that the two have become what? One. He said, if I can walk on her well enough, she will do the rest for me. I can't make Adam eat the fruit. He knows too much. But if I can take advantage of her limited knowledge, she will do the rest for me. She knows how to make him eat the fruit. So he gave it to her, and she gave it to him, and he ate. That is why when she ate the fruit, nothing happened. Because the Bible said, the two shall become what? One. So Eve can only have authority to walk on Adam. That is why when she ate the fruit, there was satanic empowerment to succeed in making him eat the fruit. And if he eats the fruit, then creation will be affected because he's the direct doorway to creation. That is one of the reasons why Jesus did not marry. So that there will be nobody Satan can use. If Satan cannot get him directly. The Son of Man had to stay single. So that he can be solely responsible for his actions.
Tell your neighbor you are on your own. Now, hear me. When God came to Adam and said, why did you eat the fruit? What did Adam say? The woman you gave me, she gave me the fruit and I ate. God didn't say you are lying. You are lying. You are trying to blame her for nothing. You see, today people get up and let them talk anyhow. Adam was right. God agreed with him. So he turned to the woman and said, what hast thou done? You are the one that has done this one now. What have you done? He didn't say, what have they accused you of? It was Eve that made Adam eat the fruit. God said, what have you done? The woman now said, the serpent beguiled me and I ate. The moment I ate, I discovered I have the power to make him eat, because the two of us have become one. God didn't say, liar, you want to blame the serpent? No, sir. God turned to the serpent, didn't ask him, why have you done this? He said, because you have done this. This year, any wrong connection in your life, I separate it by the blood of Jesus. I separate it by the blood of Jesus. Somebody shout the blood. Nobody will attract curses into your life this year. Nobody will attract failure into your life this year. Nobody will bring the wrong spirit into your life this year. Somebody shout the blood. In the office, the blood. In the car, the blood. In the plane, the blood. Any plane I enter, whoever has a covenant of death, by my covenant of life, I subdue that covenant. Didn't you hear in your Bible that it was only Jonah the storm was looking for? But his co-travelers became victims of his own wrong spirit. Carrying questionable characters. Hey, he's my friend. Friendship is not by force. Human beings can become doorways. Human beings. Wrong friends. That we are neighbors does not mean you must enter my house every time. I must discern the spirit you carry. I must discern the spirit you carry. Am I talking to somebody here? That we are co-workers does not mean that we are covenant friends. I greet you, good morning, God bless you. That is why nobody has any right to walk up to you in church and say, be my friend. Was I your enemy before? If God wants us to be close, he will work it out. Respect yourself. Papa said, carry those that don't have car, drop them. You carry me, oh yeah, drop me. You are asking me other questions. What's your challenge? So may I know your name? So where do you stay? So can we be closer? Is that carry him? Is that the same as carry? This year, nobody will delay your progress one bit. Your amen is not alive in this house. Say with me, in the name of Jesus. Every negative connection, scatter by fire. Every other person is writing in church. You are sitting and sleeping. After you want to be my friend, I resist you with the blood. Others are coming for Bible study. You never come. Once in a while, you show up. Now you say, hey, my dear, can we be closer? The fire of the Holy Ghost. What's your challenge? Can I let you know that not everybody in church is serious with God? Oh, yeah. Not everybody in church. He's serious with God. Some are too self-centered, too carnally minded. You must be very careful. Do you know that a young man by the name of Ammon raped his sister? Not because that was his lifestyle, but because he had a crooked friend who manipulated him into doing it. A demonic friend setting up everything very well. Do this, then do that, then do this. Good. Now call her. Now when she comes, do this. Satanic coach. The young lady thinks she has a brother. He doesn't know somebody has turned him to a monster. Don't you know that there are fathers that are looking at their daughters with wicked eye? Can I talk? Wicked eye. Lift your hand and say, not this year, not this year, not this year, not this year. Let me tell you something. When God says more than enough, God is saying there is excess in abundance. So whatever will slow you down is an enemy of your prophecy. Whoever will slow you down is an enemy of your destiny. You're going to Bible study again today. Are you never tired? Does it concern you? Am I using your leg? You're going to church again? Are you never tired? Is it your body? If I'm tired now, what will I do when I'm 70? What will I do when I'm 80? Let me mark my door now so that when I'm 80, even if I don't do quiet time, I'm still preserved. I don't know how much I'll be able to fast by the time I'm 80. Let me fast now. Let me lay up some extra deposits. Human beings can be done. He said, place the blood on your door. If there is no blood on the life, stay away, stay clear. Now, to show you the importance of doors. Just as there are spiritual doors, mama. I mean, just as there are physical doors, there are spiritual doors. Just as human beings, physical beings, recognize and utilize doors, doorways, gateways, spiritual beings recognize and utilize doorways, gateways. They recognize it. They know the significance. They recognize doorways. Recognize gateways. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, the last verse, that God, after he drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, the Bible says God placed cherubims and a flaming sword to hide the doorway. To hide it. That is why nobody has been able to find Eden till today. God can so hide you that accident cannot find you. Yet you are there. 1,000 is falling by your left, 10,000 by your right, but they can't come near you. Place cherubim and a flaming sword. He said, hide the way. Hide the way. Secure the doorway. Nothing passes through here. Satan cannot reveal it to anybody. Hide it. Cherubim and flaming sword. That is what happens to a person when your life is marked with a conscious revelation of the blood. You cannot be molested by mistake.
Can I hear amen?
You cannot. Nobody knew that there is a doorway to Eden. God knew it. Spirits recognize doorways, sir. Amen, somebody. The ark that Noah built had only one door. One door. God gave him the design personally. Why? Because Moses' tabernacle will also have only one door. Why? Because Jesus, the Son of the Living God, will be the only door that leads to the Father. See how far God is planning doors in the Spirit. God said, the door of your life, make sure the blood marks it consciously.
Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Somebody with this understanding, say it one more time. I carry the mark of the blood. Can you say it one more time? He said, place it on the door there. Place it on the door. Establish who has legal right to operate at your door. Declare who you have been dedicated to. Let witches know this one cannot be eaten. Amen, somebody. The plane that crashed on its way to Abuja, two Christian believers were sitting side by side, youth couples, I think, or something. Two Christians side by side. Satan made the mistake of putting them together. The plane was going down, according to their testimony. I read it in the newspaper. This one turned to the other and said, let us pray. They held hands as the plane was going down. The plane fell and broke up. Two of them, their seat was catapulted out of the wreckage. By the time it landed, they were still on their seat belt. Preserved. I don't know about another person, but I will walk the word for my life. I will speak the word over my life. Do you know the Bible said that Jesus had to close his mouth before death could kill him? In fact, he used his own mouth to die. Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. The Bible says he gave up the ghost. They couldn't take it. He gave it up by his mouth. He was born to die. I was not born to die. With my mouth, I will retain the ghost.
Am I talking to somebody here? Help me tell five people, minus me, minus me, minus me, minus me. Come me out of calamity. Minus me.
I am exempted from shame.
Can you amen be the loudest in this house?
Why are doors very strategic? Let me give you some reasons. Entrances, access. Why are doors very strategic? Number one, doors are strongholds for defense. Number two, doors establish authority of control. Whoever is in charge of the door controls the whole territory. Doors are the access for entrance. Next, doors are barriers for protection. The stronger the door, the more the door will keep out whatever wants to break and come in. Barriers for protection. That means if I can partake of this communion with understanding today, I have taken charge of 2010. Today's communion, you will not only drink it, you will take some and you will place it on your head. You will take some of it. Shout the blood! Because I am the doorway into my destiny this year. Can I hear amen? I refuse connection with people of contrary spirit. No witch can put witchcraft inside food for your child this year in the name of Jesus. I don't need to follow my child to school. I am sending him with the mark. Are you getting what I'm teaching you today? Doors are resistance against invasion and assault. Resistance against invasion and assault. Doors are a covering for secrecy. When you don't want people to see inside any room, what do? Close the door. Covering for secrecy. Any little rat looks at you and begins to give you revelation. Why are you so porous? What is wrong with your life? Some people think that when they don't give you revelation anywhere like that, it's a sign that God cares for you. It's a sign of how much you are at the mercy of elemental spirits. There are people, God only gives their revelation to major prophets. Major prophets. No kindergarten prophet is permitted to read your file. Stop all this monkey talk that is going on all around the place. Major voices. Elisha's revelation. Only a major prophet could uncover it. Only one in a whole nation. Elijah was his name. Saul was to be a king. Only Samuel, the major voice, was permitted to access his secret. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. The secret of them that fear him are with the Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. We are so glad that God's word from the mouth of God's servant has blessed you with wisdom, grace, and faith for a better life. We urge you to get more of God's words today, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To get more messages from God's servant, please visit the Full Life Bible House on Sekakadwok Avenue, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, or any branch of Full Life Christian Center nationwide. You can also place your orders online as you visit our website, www.fulllifefoundation.org. God bless you.